Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to this very important announcement. I am joined by Andrew DeWolf and Liz Esten for something that's coming up. So we are fast approaching our 300th episode, and we wanted to let you know some changes that were going to happen to this show post 300. Andrew, why don't you take over?
300 episodes is a lot, and as everyone knows, we've been doing this every single week for 300 weeks. And when we first started, what we wanted to do was, Jess had a lot of passion for music theater, and he wanted to share that with everybody. And after 300 episodes, we have passion for other things too. And we think it's time to broaden our horizons a little bit.
The emotional burden of research and discovering and trying to cater to an audience has been on me, and a lot of the expectation of new takes and development has been on Andrew and Liz. And I feel like broadening this out and letting them express their passions are a good way of letting the show not only keep thriving and expanding, but allow them to keep an excitement and growing interest as opposed to, you know, stagnating because we're talking about the fifth revival of X, Y, and Z. So consider the first 300 episodes of the show a season one of what we were, and post 300, a new reinvention of the show. Well, we will keep all the things that you like, including your host, the overall vibe, and general interests. Like, we're not going to suddenly start talking about, you know, novels and art house things, but we might too. So, for instance, Andrew has a deep passion for weird, absurdist comedies, as well as eclectic rock music.
Yeah. And we've actually done, and this is a very early episode, we've done an episode on an album that I enjoyed, and I feel like we could do a much better job with something like that in the future.
Yes. And Liz, you have a deep appreciation for horror films and goofy comedies and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I also, I also love a good, a so bad it's a good thriller. Mm-hmm. And just a very solid comedy. And I'm also a fan of just, like, singular TV episodes, especially really good pilots, which I think deserve to be showcased. Because pilots are hard to make. And once you make, if you make a perfect pilot, it should be celebrated.
Mm-hmm. So our show is going to completely dedicate to our individualized passions and things that we are passionate about. And we are still keeping the cheese theming. And the new title of the show will be The Cheese Wheel, where each of us provided five things we love passionately, five things we hate passionately, and they will be put onto a wheel, and every week we'll randomly choose something we have to talk about. So it could range from anything from a stage musical to the Nostalgia Critic films, even.
I think you're forgetting one thing, though. You said there was going to be five from each of us, right? I feel like there's someone that we forgot to ask.
Yes, our patrons will also be put into the list, so their passions and things that they would want to either inflict on us or get us to know about will be added to the list, and no matter what, every fifth episode, we will make sure we will cover a patron-requested piece of media thrown onto the wheel. And this will allow us to expand outside of musicals to films, books, albums, and everything under the sun, which I think will add a little bit more variety to the show and a lot more intrigue to what we might cover and what we might bring to the table. I'm excited for this, and I think it's about time, but don't freak out thinking we're going to suddenly be doing things you wouldn't be interested in. We are all taking your interest into account with what we are deciding. And our first episode, I think we should announce that here, is going to be on Doug Walker's feature film debut, Kickassia.
Which is just as much for us as it is for you.
Yes.
Yes, it is. So get excited for what's on the around the corner, and musicals with cheese will always be here, and we're still going to talk about Wicked. We're still going to talk about Joker. When musical theater things come up, we are going to talk about it. This is just making it so that's not the only thing we talk about. So get excited, because it's going to be really cool, but all the things you still love are still going to be there.
And we've expanded recently anyways. I mean, our Phantom, our Phantom month was almost a test run for this.
Yes. And then, you guys seem to really like that.
And there was also Opera with Cheese, where we seem to have covered random operas and things, which we also are not music theater. So, I mean, we've done stuff like this.
Yeah. We're just kind of opening it up to a little bit more general popular stuff. And I think you guys can find excitement in that, too. Because now we can talk about wild and crazy things that are going on. We could talk about a Marvel movie if you want us to.
Yeah, you can tell us literally anything, and we'll talk about it if you join our Patreon.
And that's what Patreon's for. There will be different tiers, and maybe we can give you a little bit more elevation at different tiers. But you will have a say in it, and you are a part of our group now. You hold the keys in your hand, and welcome to the Cheese Wheel. Starting in a few weeks, I believe in June, you will have this new show. But we still got a lot to cover of musicals, so don't get too afraid yet. All right, thank you guys for listening. And if you have any questions, feel free to message us on Twitter, react on Twitter, or shoot us an email, musicaltheaterlives. But I think you guys get the point of this. Thank you for your continued listening and interest. We are so grateful to have you, and we're hoping to do cool things in the future. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening, and can't wait for you to hear what we got.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.